The Kardashians have teamed with a company called Boldface Licensing to create a cosmetics line called Chroma Beauty. That's K-H-R-O-M-A, Chroma. Chroma has not started selling products yet, but it has a glossy website featuring the Kardashian sisters, its star endorsers and quasi-co-founders, and a coming soon banner. The problem with the Kardashians' new endeavor is its name. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, chroma, spelt with a C, is derived from the Greek word meaning purity or intensity as a color quality. Given this meaning, it is not surprising that there are many cosmetic companies that incorporate the word chroma in their name or in the names of their products. One such company is a boutique cosmetic store called Chroma Makeup Studio, that is Chroma with a C, located in Beverly Hills, California. Chroma Makeup did not appreciate the similarity between the two names and in November of last year sued the Kardashian brand to force it to change its name. Chroma Makeup is concerned that its customers will confuse the two brands or think that they're somehow affiliated. This could be a real problem for Chroma Makeup because they sell high-end products, whereas the Kardashians intend to mass-market their products and sell them at outlets such as CVS and Sears. Fast forward to a couple of weeks ago, and yet another Chroma cosmetics company has officially stepped into the ring. This Chroma, which is owned by a makeup artist named Lee Tillett of Florida, is spelt the same as the Kardashians brand, minus the silent H, that is K-R-O-M-A. Just like Chroma Makeup of Beverly Hills, Tillett requested the Kardashians to rethink their new brand name because of a likelihood of confusion between the two products. The Kardashians sought a declaration from a federal judge that there was no likelihood of confusion and therefore Tillett had no claim. As of now, none of the parties have resolved their chroma issues. There are a few interesting things happening here besides the Kardashians' involvement. First, the name itself is descriptive of the products each company sells. Chroma is an English word relating to color, and cosmetic products, of course, deal directly with color. In terms of trademark law, this does not bode well for the non-Kardashian cosmetic companies. If the term is descriptive, it is considered a weak trademark and less likely to have been infringed. Similarly, the fact that many other companies such as Revlon have used the word chroma in its product means consumers are less likely to associate that name with any single company. There are also reports that the Kardashians had previous dealings with Tillett regarding her cosmetics company and were therefore aware that her company was named Chroma. Bad faith adoption of a trademark has real consequences, such as the amount of money that can be collected from the infringer if infringement is proved. Finally, it's interesting to note that the two non-Kardashian Chroma companies are taking on the Goliath that is the Kardashian machine. The Kardashians reportedly have many millions of dollars at stake in their Chroma company, and the company has big plans to expand nationwide. Meanwhile, the other David-like Chroma companies could face being known as the other Chroma brand once the Kardashian Chroma officially launches. Chroma of Beverly Hills has posted a lengthy letter decrying the Kardashians' name choice on the front page of their website and seems poised to see this fight to the end. It remains to be seen if the Kardashians are inclined to pay off the small Chroma companies, which may then simply bring more companies with Chroma products out of the woodwork seeking settlements. I'm Jay Kaysen.